In Bangladesh, the children of Rohingya refugees are making pictures. That activity may seem perfectly normal, except the pictures they are making show the horrors the children experienced recently as they fled Myanmar. Anthony Lake is the executive director of UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. He spoke with reporters earlier this month in the Bangladeshi town of Cox's Bazar. He said that experts believe one way for children to deal with the bad things they remember is to have them draw pictures. The Rohingya refugees have made pictures of homes being set on fire, of helicopters shooting from the sky, and families running away from gunfire and men armed with knives. Lake noted that at some refugee camps, children make happy pictures. But the pictures from the Rohingya boys and girls reflect the terrible things they saw. The pictures we have seen here are horrifying, the UNICEF chief said. They reflect children seeing things that no child should ever see, much less endure. Lake said he spoke with one boy who said he saw other children killed while they were playing football. Imagine, if you were a child and you saw that, how long would it take you to recover from that, if you ever could? He asked. Myanmar's army and the civilian government have repeatedly denied claims that the armed forces are harming civilians. They say they will investigate reports of atrocities if evidence is presented to them. Late last month, State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi announced that military operations were suspended after September 5th. But people continue crossing the border into Bangladesh. Many new arrivals are likely searching for food. UNICEF says more than half of the refugees are children, and half of them are under 5 years old. One UNICEF official gave a VOA reporter drawings she said were made by children in the Balukali camp who went to the group's child-friendly centers. The children who made them are from 6 to 14 years old, and all were produced over the past few weeks. Myanmar's Rakhine state is close to Bangladesh. The area has been largely closed off to aid groups and foreign observers since August 25th. Last month, Myanmar's government flew reporters to Rakhine to see where a large number of Hindu residents were buried. The government claims the Hindus were victims of the rebel Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army. The group denied the claim. Last Monday, the Myanmar government gave permission for a group of diplomats and UN officials to visit Rakhine State's Mongdo Township. In a tweet, one diplomat said the area looked like a ghost town. I'm Dan Friedel.